This is Ozarks at Large. About 5 years ago, the band Waterliars set up at Echo Lab Studios in Argyle, Texas, to record a set of tracks that would become the band's fourth album. Although the band's been on a bit of hiatus in the intervening years, the album Roll On was released early this month. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis spoke by phone with Justin Peter Kinkle-Schuster, one of the band's members who now lives in Fayetteville, to learn more about the album, which he says he didn't really listen to much after recording Wrapped in 2015.
I would say in the last 5 years, I probably listened to them maybe a grand total of like 5 or 6 times, like maybe once a year or so. But in coming back to them in earnest to put them out, I always felt really good and really proud of the songs and of the record that we had made. So it felt really good and really right to just finally have them be out in the world, just existing, really. I really hadn't realized how much it was unconsciously weighing on me that this thing that we had worked hard on just never got to see the light of day. So it's been all positive as far as I'm concerned. It exists, and it has a place in the world, and folks can get a hold of it if they want to, which is, you know, all you can really ask of any piece of work, right? Honestly, I think.
So were there any tracks that surprised you whenever you revisited them to actually put them out?
For me, anytime I have ever made a record or put out a record, it's like there's always such a lag in time between when a song is written and when the record comes out that for me, it's, I don't know, it's almost kind of maybe like looking at old photographs. There's not really anything surprising, but it's sort of a, maybe a feeling of nice nostalgia, I guess. But no, so much time has elapsed that there's not, as the person who wrote the songs, there's nothing really surprising about them for me. They're just kind of like old friends that you can pick up, you know, even if you haven't seen the friend in a year or 2 years or whatever, it's like you can just pick up and say, oh, hey, it's you. There's no weirdness. You just kind of pick up right where you left off.
To them as kind of like photographs, to that end, are there any that stick out as, you know, good portraits of what you and your bandmates were going through at that time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, from that perspective, I think I've had time to think about this, and I think it is a, as much as anything could be, it is a perfect snapshot of where we were at that time. It's just kind of the best of times, the worst of times sort of thing. Like it, and that's another reason I'm glad it finally came out, is it is as good of a representation of us as we were at the time.
Waiting on the safe of sundown in a bedroom like a cabin, clutching on my ragged dreams like someday they'll matter. Singing melodies that fall like stitches in a pattern. Singing melodies that fall like,
I feel entirely content with it as a snapshot of where we were at when we made that record.
Yeah. So, listening to this album, it feels like there's some rippers on it. There are also some slow burners. What would you say the overall tone or feel of the record is?
Man, we were trying to absolutely just swing for the fences with that record. Like, we wanted to make like a big sounding, sharp, crisp kind of like, you know, like a record that you would want to like hear on the radio. Or we were really trying to make something that was true to us, but also something that could sort of help us in a commercial way. Like, for me, there was no bones about it. Like, I wanted it to be a thing that would help us advance our career. And as is so often the case for so many people, that just wasn't in the cards. Like, I wanted it to be like the best version of like an arena record, you know, like something you could see yourself playing in a stadium or something. I don't know. Like, I know I was, and I think all of us, we were hoping that it would be a thing that would sort of take us to another level, because we had worked a lot and I think we're hungry to sort of achieve more, but that just isn't how it worked out and isn't how it really works out for most folks. So I think we did our best version of trying to do that. And I don't say that with any irony either. Like, I think, like, I'm proud of our version of that. It was not done with anything but sort of a pure intent to take our thing as best we could to the next level. Yeah. And we shot our shot, as the kids say. Still I try to prove it to you. I know what I'm doing here. Writing on a wall that better men have tried and failed to make clear.
Well, and when I listen to it, I mean, comparing it at least to your two solo efforts that you put out since then, it sounds like a much bigger record. But how would you compare it to the stuff that you've put out since?
I think doing that record and trying to do that record in that way sort of got that out of my system, I guess, for, you know, probably for, you know, as long as I am alive and trying to make records. Like, I don't think, especially now with working with other people in studios and travel, et cetera, being the way it is for who knows how long, it's like, I don't see myself ever wanting to come back to trying to make a record like that, just because that doesn't feel natural or necessary to me anymore. It's not a feeling that I would ever have again, I guess. Like, I've sort of, in the intervening years, I sort of have realized that it's not a thing that I want or a thing that I think is just kind of in the cards for me or my songs, and that's fine. I feel really lucky and grateful and happy just to be able to make my songs the way that I want them and the way that I want them to sound, I guess, is to me sort of the ultimate goal. And I mean, I more or less have that now. So I mean, it's obviously a pretty stark difference. Like, the solo records are very, I guess maybe the most recent one is not as stark, is a little bit cleaner and more, a little bit more cleaned up. Yeah. But I mean, now that for the foreseeable future, recording songs and records at the house is definitely going to be more sort of a little bit rawer and more lo-fi process. Like, I'm cool with that. That's, I mean, that I grew up in Greenwood recording me and my buddies onto a cassette boombox like that. sort of lo-fi is in my blood and my DNA. So it feels comfortable and natural to me. So I don't see myself ever returning to that way of making a record, but I'm glad that I and we took our best shot at it.
So this record, it's out on Bandcamp now. How's the response been to it so far, do you think?
I'm happy with it. I mean, everything that I've been hearing is really positive. You know, over the years, I had talked to enough people and sort of the album was kind of an open secret, I think. Me and the other guys in the band over the years, you know, it was a known thing that it existed. And I think a lot of people had even probably heard it before too. So there were a lot of people who weren't surprised, but I think, you know, it just was kind of a thing where we knew that there would be some folks who loved the band and would love to hear the record. And so it just was kind of a thing where that was another reason, a good reason to sort of put it out now, is there really was no downside. Like, right. I knew it would be a positive thing that we as a band would be glad to have it in the world. And it felt like there would probably be a, you know, a large handful of folks who would be glad it was in the world too. And that kind of was the beginning and the end of it. Yeah. Just knowing that it was kind of a thing, that a small thing that we could sort of feel good about artistically in a time where there's not a whole lot of things to feel good about, you know, it just was hopefully a small drop in the decent things bucket, I guess. If you come and visit me when I'm in prison,
so bottom line, what's your favorite track off the album?
Oh man, I have to say I really like every song on this album. That really has never been the case. Wyoming is my favorite Waterliers record, but I don't like really, really like every song on that record, but I do like every song on this record. I think my favorite one, my favorite one is either maybe Sing Barbarian or Roll On. I really like the story of Roll On.
This was going to be, or I guess it is, the fourth Waterliers album. Do you think there'll be any in the future, any shows with those guys post-pandemic?
You know, I hope so. You know, we put it out a few weeks ago now, like maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago. And man, like on the day and like when it, you know, sort of folks were saying nice things about it, it was really, it felt really good. And it really made me feel kind of nostalgic for just being in the, on the road with those dudes, and just made me thinking about the good times, I guess. And it's been brought up between the three of us. And I think who the hell knows when it'll ever be possible to do anything again. Obviously, at some point in the future, it will be, but who knows when. I think it would be fun to give it a whirl, to like see what it's like to do a show, maybe a small handful of shows, maybe see what it's like to come together and work on music. I think it would be a good thing, but you know, again, who knows when that'll be possible. But I would say I would personally like to give it a shot for sure. Just sort of dip the toe in and see what it's like.
Justin Peter Kinkle-Schuster of the band Waterliers spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis via FaceTime last week. You can find the album Roll On at constantstranger.bandcamp.com.